For the CEOs of Detroit's big three, individual corporate jets are out, company hybrids are in. Ford's Alan Mulally left Detroit yesterday for Washington, D.C. in a Ford Escape hybrid SUV. His counterpart at Chrysler, Robert Nardelli, made the trip in either a hybrid Dodge Durango or a hybrid Chrysler Aspen SUV. Chrysler wouldn't tell us which. And GM's Rick Wagoner started the 520-mile trip today in a hybrid Chevrolet Malibu. NPR's Don Gagne is a Michigan native and a one-time Detroit resident. And Don, I bet you've made this trip more times than you care to think or talk about.
I could almost do it with my eyes closed.
Well, we want to talk to you about some of the things you see along the way. It's what, how many hours to get from Detroit to Washington?
Well, if you're able to go 70 miles an hour, where the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, you can do it in 7.5 hours, 8 hours, depends how many stops the kids want to make, or in this case, the PR staff, I guess.
Exactly. And what's along the way? You start from Detroit, you go down the sort of the wrist of the mitten in Michigan, and then you're into Ohio.
That's right. You take the legendary I-75 down into Ohio at Toledo. You catch the Ohio Turnpike. Then it's east on the Ohio Turnpike, past Cleveland, into Pennsylvania, on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Yeah, you actually go through some, you know, very nice terrain in Pennsylvania till you hit the town of Breezewood, Pennsylvania. That's the place where everybody gets off the Turnpike and gets routed through this little town where all the fast food and hotels are, on your way to I-70, and that takes you into Maryland, then to D.C.
And what's the best, most scenic part of the trip?
Well, Pennsylvania, there are rivers and lakes that you go past and over, and it's mountainous. And certain times of year, it is just absolutely gorgeous. This may be a little pathetic, but one thing that you do not want to miss on the Ohio Turnpike, they have, Melissa, some of the best rest areas anywhere in the country.
No kidding. Okay.
Someone gave some thought architecturally, artistically, when they designed these. They look a little like they're out of the Jetsons or something, but they're airy, they are clean, there are wide concourses, and there are food offerings and other things beyond just the usual fast food. So if they're stopping at the rest areas, they want to do it in Ohio.
Do it in Ohio.
Yes.
And possible detours if you want to get off the interstate, maybe take a little detour?
Yeah, Ohio, again, one thing we have been known to do on occasion is pull off in Sandusky up by Lake Erie. There's a great amusement park there, Cedar Point, with some of the world's best roller coasters.
In case the executives haven't had enough thrills lately.
Exactly, and I guess it's not the right time of year for that. But if you're on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, it can get backed up sometimes. You can take 79 South off the Turnpike down into West Virginia, where you catch 68 across heading east, and you drive past Morgantown. And again, that is beautiful mountainous terrain there, if they are even able to pay attention to what's going on out the window on this drive.
Might be just blackberrying and on their cell phone and not paying much attention at all.
Yes, and probably not playing the license plate game or any of those other things we do to amuse ourselves with the family in the car.
But you never know. That's a tip for them, too.
Exactly, exactly.
NPR's Don Gagne, an expert in the trip from Detroit to Washington and back by car, with some advice for the chief executives of the big three Detroit automakers. Don, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.